The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is paid for by Mike Boyle.
He's spent almost 40 years in and around the restaurant industry. He's been an owner and an operator. He's a member of the Colorado Restaurant Hall of Fame. The last quarter of a century, his radio shows have been keeping you updated on the ever-changing Colorado restaurant scene, where he invites you to join him, both on the air and for meals at area restaurants. He's Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
Let's get it on. It's 11:06, and we are back to the second hour of the Restaurant Show here on Sunday, June 14th. I want to thank the folks that have already driven up here to Northside Pizza, 315 North Main Street, and it's a beautiful day. You can sit outside on Main Street. You can sit on the patio here at Northside Pizza, or you can go out back. And you can sit on the tables right there on the Blue River looking up at Breckenridge Mountain. I've got Brian Jones with me. Brian Jones and his partner John are the owners and operators of the Northside Pizza. They celebrated their 10th anniversary on December 23rd. Yep, they've got a beautiful restaurant here. It's an old Victorian house. And it's actually kind of interesting right now because even though dine-in has been approved for the Northside Pizza and for the restaurants of Breckenridge, they've actually got tables outside on the street. They've got the patio. They've got the tables out back on the Blue River. And, Brian, you have more seating outside now than you have inside.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a big property here, and we've been wanting to use the back by the river since we opened basically 10 years ago. And we just haven't been able to make it work with our liquor license. But now that everybody's like expanding or we've been allowed to expand our liquor license, we have 5 tables right on the river with right behind the gondola, basically looking up at Breckenridge Mountain. So it's kind of been something we wanted to do for that long. And hopefully we can make it work going forward, especially once we renew our lease. But yeah, it's great. We have tons of sunshine up here, tons of tables outside. Like I said,
I'll bet you when you get the option to be outside, this is Colorado, and this time of year, people like to be outside. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, especially up here. But we have a saying up here, you come for the winters, but you stay for the summers.
I like that. You know what? I got to tell you something, folks. I remember reading one time that the average American spends 94% of their day indoors. And you know what? I know some of you out there say, wait a minute, that can't be right. And I started thinking about it. All right, so let's do 10 o'clock in the evening till 10 o'clock in the evening. You go to bed at 10 o'clock and you wake up at 6. That's 8 hours you're indoors. And it takes you an hour or so to get ready for work, take your shower, brush your teeth, whatever you have to do. And so you're inside till 7. And then you get in the car, and you're in the car, but you're driving to work, and you stop at your favorite coffee kiosk, and you get to work at 8 o'clock. And you go into the employee lounge, and you grab yourself another cup of coffee, and you stay indoors. Maybe you go outside for lunch, but maybe not. Maybe you eat at your desk. Maybe you go to a restaurant where you eat inside. And that goes until 5 o'clock or so, and you get in your car and you drive home. And then you have the family dinner, and you sit around and you watch a little bit of TV. It's not hard to imagine how much time people spend indoors. And, Brian, I have to tell you something. I love being outdoors. And, boy, if you want to have an outdoor pizza, if you want to have some buffalo wings, come on up to the Northside Pizza either today or anytime they are open throughout the course of the year. We're going to get back to some of these coronavirus confessions when we come back to the Northside Pizza.
Hey, buddy, it's Mike, and you know that house gets a little bit dirtier when everybody's in it 24-7, right? All right, well, we're done with the shutdown. We're starting to move around. We're starting to get out. You're going to want people to come by the house, and you look around and you say, wait a minute. These carpets seriously are in need of cleaning. How about the upholstery on the couches? They need to be cleaned. Well, what do? You call Mike Bagnall, B-A-G-N-A-L-L, Mike Bagnall at Bagnall Carpet Services, 303-797-6400. That's 303-797-6400. You know, I've got a dog. My daughter adopted a dog down in Mexico, Bailey, the Mexican street dog. I didn't realize that you have to have your carpets cleaned just a little bit more often when you got a pet around. He does a wonderful, wonderful job. Mike Bagnall, Bagnall Carpet Services, 303-797-6400. And do me a favor. When you talk to Mike, tell him you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
You know, Sue Albert has operated Fat Albert's in Greeley for a long time, so you know that she was going to be around when the big shutdown was over. Well, she's around, up and running, and serving the same great American cuisine she's served for over 38 years. She's got a menu that includes meat, chicken, and fish entrees, even including the really popular liver and onions. Sue offers sandwiches, salads, and of course, the biggest seller, the Monte Cristo sandwich. And Fat Albert's is known for their pies, pecan, peanut butter, banana cream, and Mike's favorite, the French Silk, a chocolate cream pie with a delicious crust, lots of chocolate and whipped cream piled high. That's just to name a few. Get a slice or take home a whole pie. Fat Albert's has a full liquor license, plenty of free parking, and offers dine-in and takeout. But with the warm weather here, why not sit out on the patio, get a little sunshine, enjoy your meal? Fat Albert's is located at 1717 23rd Avenue in Greeley. For days and hours of operation, give them a call at 970-356-1999 or check out their hours and the entire menu at fatalberts.com. You know, if a place has been around for over 38 years, it's got to be good. Fat Albert's in Greeley. Say hello to Sue and tell her you heard about it on the Restaurant Show. You know, if you're only going to be offering takeout for an extended period of time, and then you're going to figure out how to ramp your business back up when you reopen for dine-in, well, you might as well use the opportunity to change the name of your restaurant. That's what Jeff and Janine, owners of DW's 285 Diner in Conifer, decided to do. So DW's is now the Conifer Cafe. Same owners, same great breakfasts and lunches, and since they also own Tommy's Sub at Quincy and C470, serving great subs for over 25 years, they decided to also offer those subs at the Conifer Cafe. And Tommy's is also open for takeout and dine-in, and serving what Mike considers to be one of the best Philly cheesesteak sandwiches in the state. So, let's see if we can help you follow all this. DW's in Conifer is now the Conifer Cafe, but it's still serving breakfast and lunch. The Conifer Cafe is now serving Tommy's Subs, and you can get Tommy's Subs at their original location in Morrison. Maybe start with a nice drive to the mountains and breakfast at the Conifer Cafe. Huevos, skillets, maybe a big burger for lunch, then take home a Tommy's Sub for dinner. Got your whole day covered. Two great places, two great owners, and plenty of great food. Conifer Cafe and Tommy's Sub.
The mask thing is navigating. Buddy, you gotta go back on the air.
I did.
All right, coming up about 14 minutes after 11 o'clock here on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show, broadcasting live today from the Northside Pizza. And I want to thank Bob and Susan for driving over from Colorado Springs, drove over Hoosier Pass. So they are here getting ready to have a nice pizza. I'm going to be with you on the air until noon. All right, let me give you a couple of these. That the LA Times publishes, the coronavirus confessions. I'm so worried that I like staying at home so much that it'll be difficult to go out and do things again. Another guy said, I'm already lazy, so this is right up my alley. I paid my hairstylist double to meet me at my psychotherapy office and cut my hair. All right. So those are just some of the coronavirus confessions. I think they're kind of cute. They're kind of funny. You know what? Oh, easy, boy. Easy, but Bailey, Che. Roger, just sorry, Bailey, the Mexican street dog is here, and he's barking a little bit, and he was doing fine for just a minute, but anyway, we had to get that all settled down. Brian, talk about the menu here at the Northside Pizza, because, you know, for example, I've got a sponsor in Colorado Springs, Louis Pizza, but he does a lot more. He's got a wonderful pizza. He's been in the pizza business for 50 years, but he does a lot more. But talk a little bit about Northside Pizza, and let's start with the pizza. When people say, is it New York style? Is it Chicago style? Do people ask that? Is it New Jersey style? What do they ask about the pizza?
Yeah, we get a ton of the, are you New York style? Are you, yeah, just like you said. But we are, if anything, a little more New York style. We're built for speed, so it doesn't come out fully like that, because we get so busy in the winter. So we kind of have our own unique style. We have in about 22 specialty pizzas on the menu that, like, about 6-7 of them are...
Hold on a second. You know, if Roger, can you do me a favor and leave him alone so that I can be on the air here? Thank you. Sorry, Brian. So
you're all good.
That was Bailey the Mexican street dog, and somebody wants to befriend him, and I think that that's fine, but he'd rather be left alone.
Yeah. But, yes, we have about 22 different specialty pizzas. About 6-7 of them are traditional, and then we really try to work on, like, making comfort food pizza, if that sounds like anything. So, like, we have a Philly cheesesteak pizza, a gyro pizza, like, Thai chicken pizza. So, yeah.
All right. And I know that you are very proud of your buffalo wings, and you have a lot of different types of buffalo wings.
Yes, we have about 16 different flavors. 5 of them are unique to our place, and we have our own, obviously, buffalo sauce. A lot of people try to get a little too intricate with the buffalo sauce. They, like, for example, the last place I worked at, they crunched up Cocoa Puffs in the buffalo sauce. Weird texture. Just weird. You don't need sweetness in buffalo sauce. It should just be.
I actually, when it comes to pizza, I'm pretty boring. Just give me a good pepperoni pizza. And you've got a good one. And you know, whenever I've stopped here, matter of fact, at noon, I'm probably going to have a pepperoni pizza. And when it comes to the wings, I know that there's barbecue wings and Asian wings and so forth and so on. But there's also, I just like a good buffalo wing. And I don't need to have the sauce so hot it buckles my knees. I just like a good flavorful sauce, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when they first made buffalo wings and they were just using chicken parts, it probably cost 50 cents a pound. So what he did, he took butter, hot sauce, and tossed it together with chicken parts that he thought were throwaways. And there you go. That's how the first buffalo wing was made. So we keep it simple. We love all our sauces here. We definitely have, like, the other sauces for people that want something sweeter or like sweet heat and everything, but my favorite personally is just our normal hot.
People used to say to me, we sold a lot of buffalo wings. We were a steakhouse, but we sold a lot of buffalo wings. And the first secret is to get a good count. You got to get wings that have meat on them. So when you deep fry them, they don't become all crunchy. You got to have that inside moist. So we would get a good size wing, maybe an 8 count, something like that. We would deep fry them for 7 minutes. We'd put them in a saute pan with Durkee's hot sauce and butter, do a saute or two, and put them out. And people say, these are great wings. And then they would come to us and say, can we have the recipe? And we'd tell them, and they'd say, that's it? Yeah, because sometimes simple is better. And, you know, there's an old saying that if you're cooking for two, it's a romantic dinner. But if you're cooking for 200, it's a lot of work. And so consequently, you want to be able to get them out.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was one of the issues we dealt with opening December 23rd, right in the heart of things. We didn't have a process for them yet, and they just were a big hit immediately, and we were having to tell people in the dining room it was going to be an hour just to order them. So, yeah, we've got our processes good now.
They've been here 10 years. Don't worry, folks. They've been here 10 years, December 23rd, so they've got the process down just fine. So, at any rate, Come on up. We would love to see you. If you would like to meet Bailey, the Mexican street dog, he is here with us today. And he's enjoying a little bit of this sun, a little bit of the Breckenridge sun. And if you'd like to stop by, we would love to have you. If not, by the way, if you'd like to give me a call, 303, I can take some calls today. I haven't taken any yet, but I'm happy to take some. 303-696-1971. Tell me where you live after you go on the air. You contribute to the show. I saw a couple of movies this week that I am going to share with you, and they were both very good. And you know where I got them? I got them on free Amazon Prime television, because what they did was they Amazon Prime made available movies about the plight of blacks and the development in our country. So I saw the movie Selma this week, and I saw the movie Brian Banks. And man, they were both very, very good.
News Talk 710, KNUS.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and if you listen to the show with any regularity, you know that I love to travel. We talk a lot about travel. It's called The Restaurant Show, but it's The Restaurant and Travel Show. I've been taking groups of listeners on trips since 1997, working with Darlene Stacey over at Red Carpet World Travel. Got some great trips coming up in 2020, but I want to tell you about my daughter. I must have passed on that travel bug to her because she founded her own company. It's called Gusto Mexico, G-U-S-T-O, GustoMexico.com. And if you know what Gusto means, it means I like Mexico. And what she's inviting you to do is to come down to Mexico and lose your mind and come to your senses, where you're going to experience the taste, smells, touches, sights, and sound of that beautiful country just south of the border. GustoMexico.com. She's going to be taking groups to Tulum and Sayulita and Oaxaca and Ensenada, so you can really immerse yourself in Mexico. Check it out at GustoMexico.com.
You know, if the challenges of 2020 have shown us anything, it's that we really appreciate people and businesses who support our community. There's probably no company more involved throughout Colorado than folks at Pepsi Bottling Company. By keeping their people employed, keeping their truckers working and trucks on the road, keeping our stores and restaurants supplied with great Pepsi products, or even through challenging times, keeping involved in community and civic causes, Pepsi has been there. And did you know that Pepsi also supports our military by employing over 100 veterans throughout the state? All that's important, but it's also important that you know about the great lineup of Pepsi products. Pepsi Regular, including the original Pure Cane Sugar Pepsi in the glass bottle, and all of their other products. Diet, Zero, Mountain Dew, Mug Root Beer, Sierra Mist Lemon Lime, not to forget Gatorade, Propel Energy Drink, and Lipton Tea. Pepsi also has a long line of snack products as well, including Lay's Potato Chips, Ruffles, Doritos, Cheetos, and many more. So stop by and pick up some Pepsi products. Pepsi may be a big international company, but they've always been there for us. For Colorado, Pepsi.
The restaurant owners that were hustlers, people that really promoted and came up with good marketing ideas before the pandemic, they did reasonably well weathering the storm during the shutdown. Two of those owners are John Jordan and his partner, owners of the Tailgate Tavern on Main Street in Parker, and now they're back to full service. Great marketeers serving great food. You can still take out, but why not dine in and enjoy the friendly neighborhood environment of the Tailgate, a place where you really feel like everybody knows your name? They're doing their hugely popular Burger Mondays, the Buffalo Wing Wednesdays, Prime Rib Thursdays, and the wildly popular Fish Fry on Friday. And they're still taking the time to support local charities, veterans organizations, the Parker business community, and even doing benefits for healthcare providers in their area. So when you do something nice for yourself, getting some really good food from the Tailgate and at very reasonable prices, you're doing something nice for others. The Tailgate Tavern also has one of the biggest and best patios in the metro area. The Tailgate is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and has a wonderful, friendly staff that would love to see you. The Tailgate Tavern in Parker.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
Where are you going?
You know,
why
aren't they on? And I ain't leaving till they throw me out. Gonna have a little fun, gonna get me some.
All right, 24 minutes after 11 o'clock here on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show, coming to you live from Breckenridge, Colorado, the Northside Pizza, 315 Main Street, for my annual trip. You know what? Coming to Breckenridge is a little like going to a Rockies game. Or it's a little like going to a performance at the DCPA. Or maybe an Air Force football game. It's 3 weeks out, 2 weeks out, and you say, oh, man, what a great idea. Yeah, I want to go to Breckenridge. Yeah, I want to go to a Rockies game.
And then it gets closer and you say, oh boy, traffic. And then it gets a little closer and you say, oh, if it's downtown, parking. And as it gets closer, then you're about 48 hours out and you're starting to look for excuses on why not to go. And you know what? Then finally the day arrives and you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning like I did. You load Bailey into the car and you drive up and you drive through the beautiful Colorado Rockies, or like these folks did from Colorado Springs over Hoosier Pass. And you say to yourself, you know what? I'm glad I did that. It is absolutely, Bailey. It is absolutely a beautiful day, and it is just a beautiful drive, and I'm glad I came up. Let's go to Roger. Roger is in Colorado Springs. Roger wants to go on the air. Roger, welcome to the show. Happy to have you. I beg your pardon? Eric, not Roger. Eric. Eric, welcome to the show.
This is the other Roger.
No, you know what? I'm sitting here looking at a guy named Roger who's here at the restaurant, And I knew it was Eric. Is this the Eric that sent me an email yesterday that he went to Buenos Aires?
Yes, there was a shameless pandering I did yesterday.
Yes, well, what did you think? They have great pastries. You sent me, you must love it, because you sent me a picture of the before and the after. And the after was just an empty doily.
I know. I ate it. In fact, I bought three of them, and I ate one for me and one for you, and then I ate two for me. You know, so that's... And Steve, to tell you hi.
I sent him a picture of you being so irrespective of the standing at a table that was not prepared to have people sit at it. So
that was
anyway,
the social distancing table.
Boy, they do a great job at Bonsires, don't they?
I love that place. I've been going there since they were over on Centennial, and I love it.
He's such a personal guy, 22 years, fifth generation Dutch baker, and he's such a personal guy, and he's worked at it so hard that he was telling me in an email that business is absolutely terrific. And one of the things, Eric, if you're a regular listener, you know that I've been stressing that people that have worked at their business the last 2 weeks of March, April, May, they've worked at it and said, these are the cards we've got dealt. We're just going to have to do whatever we can to make our business successful. And it showed. You know, I was talking to the guys up here at Northside Pizza. They obviously lost all their booze sales, but they were doing about 75% of their regular business just on takeout and delivery anyway. And now that they're open and people are sitting out here on the Blue River and the son of Breckenridge having a pizza, they are doing a whole lot of business. So I compliment Stephen Bonsire and plenty of other businesses, establishments, both in the restaurant industry and not in the restaurant industry. So I'm glad to hear that he's doing so well.
Have you seen the new mural on the side of the building over at Bonsire's?
I have. It looks absolutely terrific, and they did it just to give them a little bit of notoriety as people are coming west there on Fillmore Street. It looks absolutely terrific.
Well, the painter was out there yesterday adding some more flowers on it, and it's looking beautiful.
All right. Well, anything else going on? And by the way, since you responded to my email contest yesterday, or email solicitation request, I sent you a gift certificate, and it's already in the mail, and I can't even remember what I sent you a gift certificate to, but it's in the mail, and you should. Did I send the Pegasus to you? You'll have it Tuesday or Wednesday. That's right, a Pegasus. It was a $30 gift certificate to Pegasus in Castle Rock, and you'll get up there, and you'll really enjoy it. They're playing around with the hours a little bit, so make sure that you check and make sure that they're open. They used to do 7 days a week, Eric, breakfast and lunch. And during the shutdown, they closed down Monday and Tuesday. And I think he's going to be closed tomorrow, but starting to get back open on regular hours. But make sure you check with them. The phone number's on the certificate, okay?
All right. A lot of these restaurants are opening 8 days a week now to make up for the pandemic.
If they could, they would. And those are the ones that are hustling. Those are the ones that are figuring out how to make it go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Well, thanks for all you do, and I'm sorry I couldn't make it up to Breckenridge, but, you know.
Well, I understand. It's a pretty good drive, but listen, thanks for calling, Eric, and thanks for being a listener out there, and thanks for telling people at Bonsires and other places where you go that you heard about it on the restaurant show, okay?
All right, thanks.
All righty, good talking to Eric. I'm Mike Boyle. This is the Restaurant Show, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. All right, some of the more of the coronavirus confessions. Did we mention quarantine sex, the LA Times says? I'm 62 years old and having daily hot phone sex with my 57-year-old boyfriend. Okay, maybe a little bit more than we need to know. I'm secretly unafraid of the economy crashing. Because of my choices, I already live hand-to-mouth for the I plan to already live hand-to-mouth for the rest of my life, and having company will reduce the shame. I'm a germophobic and secretly glad that for once everybody else has to experience the same anxiety I live with and try to hide it every day. I went to get Botox and my nails done. The nail shop owner made me park down the street, hung blankets over the windows, and left the lights off. It felt so illicit. After a month into lockdown, I text my hair salon and asked if she had a key to the salon. She responded, yes, great, come in. I will pay you cash. Don't tell the owner. We did just that. She came in early to sanitize the salon. We both wore masks and left the shades down. She colored my hair and waxed my body. She was grateful for the cash, and I was grateful for the services. We have created an illicit gray market with some of the stuff going on with this pandemic. All right. I want to remind you that coming up this Saturday, I've got an event at Garden of the Gods Trading Post. Saturday afternoon, I'm going to be doing an event with Joyce's Famous Pizza, 2120 South Broadway. Then a week from today is Father's Day, and I'm going to be giving away a whole bunch of gift certificates to callers. My daughter from Gusto, Mexico, will be joining me for the show. I've got gift certificates to the Black Hat Cattle Company, Egg and You over in Parker. You might want to stop over there and maybe have some breakfast today. Louie's Pizza in Colorado Springs, Grinelli's Pizza in Castle Rock, Joyce's Pizza in Denver, Pegasus Restaurant, Trestle's Coastal Cuisine, Bonsires, Eric just called and knew he was at Bonsires yesterday, Bonsires Dutch Bakery, Fat Albert's up in Greeley. So if you want to take the time to give me a call next Sunday rather than doing it today, that is fine as well. We were talking a little bit with Brian, the proprietor here, Brian Jones, and his partner John, about the closure of restaurants. A lot of businesses in Breckenridge are concerned that they may not be able to make it through this summer. That's why they turned so much of it into a pedestrian area. But you know what? This came across the wire. And you know what? You have to be a little bit careful about this. But the Wall Street Journal reported that Chuck E. Cheese, with over 600 locations across 47 states, I wonder what the three states are that don't have a Chuck E. Cheese. Anyway, CEC, Chuck E. Cheese, entertainment company that owns Chuck E. Cheese, is over $900 million in debt, and they're trying to raise $200 million to prevent filing for bankruptcy and are concerned that they may have to close. Each restaurant has about 55 to 85 arcade games and have not been in use since the pandemic started, and might never be played again. You know, you're not supposed to touch the game because somebody else has already touched the game. They said 17,000 workers from Chuck E. Cheese were laid off in March, although some were kept on board to sell pizza, but under a different name. So anyway, Chuck E. Cheese may be one of those that's really struggling. Red Robin closed 35 of the 414 locations after sales fell 50%. During the week of May 24th compared to the same week in 2019. TGI Fridays also announced that it's likely to close more than 70 of their restaurants because of the pandemic. One IHOP franchisee called CFRA Holdings, which manages 49 IHOP locations, filed for bankruptcy. And Denny's announced that they are closing 15 restaurants for good. Yikes. Anyway, all right, it's 11:35. I'm at Northside Pizza. We're going to get back with Brian Jones here because we've been talking about the pizza. We've been talking about the wings, but they've got plenty of other stuff as well. And we're going to share that with you when we come back on The Restaurant Show.
It started with a craving. Hey, we've all craved a good burger, right? Well, that's what happened to Jeff Richard and his two sons. While spending a little father and son time, they got hungry and burgers really sounded good. The more they talked, the more they thought, no place came to mind. Well, then an idea was born. Dad, why don't you and Mom open a really, really good burger place? The next thing you know, Jeff and his wife, Jaren, have three Crave Real Burgers. Crave Real Burgers. The original in Castle Rock with two others in Highlands Ranch and Colorado Springs. Sure, they got the basic burger, big, thick, juicy, but maybe try one of the specialty burgers. Like the Sin City, Love Stinks, the Three Little Pigs, the Luther, served between two glazed donuts, or a house favorite, the Nutty Professor, with peanut butter, bacon, jalapenos, and onion. And that's only the start. There are plenty more to choose from. Crave also has appetizers, sandwiches, and salads. Wash everything down with a delicious milkshake. Crave Real Burgers is open 7 days a week for both lunch and dinner at all three locations. Jeff was trained at the Culinary Institute, so you know he has talent, and he's put together some different, interesting, and delicious burgers. Some even have won or placed in numerous burger competitions. Crave Real Burgers. For a while now, folks have had the perfect excuse for getting home a little late. You know, I've been at the office. If people wanted to assume that you meant the work office, well, hey, that's their problem. But you probably meant the Office Kitchen and Bar on 3rd Street in Castle Rock. Owned and operated by Mike Hernandez, the office has that comfortable, relaxed neighborhood bar and grill atmosphere where you can wind down after a busy day at your other office. Beers, burgers, and bourbon highlight the menu, along with plenty of salads, sandwiches, and even a few Mexican items. The fish tacos are great, but if the office excuse is getting a little lame, just say you're heading over to the library. What could be the harm in that? Well, obviously we're talking about Mike's other place near the Castle Rock Adventist Hospital called the Library. The Library has that same laid-back feel of the office. Good food, full-service bar. You can just sit back and read the menu. And now Mike has a third place. It's in Parker, and it's called the Gym. Pizzas, burgers, full bar, games. So whichever excuse you want to use, whichever place you want to visit, the office or the library in Castle Rock or the gym in Parker, you're going to get a good meal, relax a little, and feel right at home.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and we all enjoy the foods of China, right? The sesame chicken, the Mongolian beef, but would you like to get some authentic Chinese food? Well, then you need to stop by the Volcano Asian Cuisine, 9632 East Arapahoe Road, just east of I-25, because Jay, the owner, he's from China. And yes, he understands that we like the westernized dishes, the hot and sour soup, the egg drop soup, but he also wants to serve the dishes of his home country. It's also called the Asian Cuisine because, you know what, they do sushi over there as well. It's a beautiful sit-down restaurant. You can go in and you can have a date night. They got a full-service bar. You can also do carry-out if you would like. It's called the Volcano. The Volcano Asian Cuisine, the Volcano Chinese Sushi Restaurant, 9632 East Arapahoe Road, 303-662-8111. They are open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and I know that they would love to see you. And tell Jay you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
Pop open an ice-cold Pepsi while you enjoy more of the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
Yeah.
Country music singers have always been a real close family.
All right, coming up on 39 minutes after 11 o'clock, broadcasting live today at the Restaurant Show on News Talk 710 KNUS in Denver in Colorado Springs, AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer. I'm with Brian Jones, the proprietor. Brian, you just got a call from your harshest critic. What have we forgotten to talk about?
We forgot to talk about anybody that comes up here in the next couple weeks, month, will give 20% off if you mention the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
You know what? You just come on up here and mention the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show and pay full price. These guys have been shut down for 10 weeks doing takeout only. That's very nice of you, Brian. But you, before we get into some of the other items on the menu, what is that pizza that those people are having called the Umbre? And that's one of your what you call non-traditional or chef-inspired pizzas. That is a great-looking pizza. Tell the listeners about it.
It's a green chili base, so it's got that Colorado flair to it. And then you can choose either beef or chicken. It's got onions, peppers, cheddar, and chopped up jalapenos on it. Comes garnished with tortilla strips and cilantro on top. So it's like our Mexican-style pizza.
God, it really looks good. And I've already scolded the listeners that are having the pizza because they ate it before I had time to take a picture of it. But, man, that's a good-looking pizza. And with chicken and the tortilla chips and the green chili and on the dough based, man, I'll bet, do you sell a lot of them?
Yeah, we sell a pretty good bit of them.
My guess is that, you know what, a friend of mine had a restaurant in Castle Rock called the Innovative Blue Nectar Mexican Grill. And he had some really very innovative Mexican dishes. But he'll admit that about 85% of his sales were burritos, tacos, because people wanted their, let's call it, more traditional Mexican meals. So the question is, what percentage of pizzas or pepperoni, sausage, meat lover, maybe pepperoni and mushrooms, maybe sausage and black olives, as opposed to the hombres and the chef-inspired pizzas?
I'm going to say about 50% are just traditional, like, especially if you throw our meat, like what everybody would call the meat lovers. We call it our boneyard because we've named all our pizzas after runs on the mountain. But yeah, it's outside of,
I would have guessed higher. I would have thought maybe 70-75% were the traditional pizzas.
Yeah, if you include all the specialty traditionals, it's probably 67. Yeah, it's probably a little higher.
All right. Okay, so let's talk about, we talked about the wings. Talk about some other items if people come up to Northside Pizza over the course of the summer, fall colors, winter for skiing. Maybe they got a timeshare up here like Angie from Granelli's Pizza. Maybe Mark Stanley. You know who Mark Stanley is from Culver's Butterburgers and Frozen Custard. He comes up here, and he's got a wife and a couple kids, so I know that he lives not too far from here. He likes to park them in the condo and say, honey, I'm going to go out and do an errand. And I know he comes over here and sits at the end of the bar and has a beer or two, doesn't he?
Yep. I know, Mark. Absolutely.
All right. So, but let's go over a few other items that you offer here.
We have calzones a lot during the summer, big time salads stuff. We have 5-6 different salads, a couple of them more specialty type salads, not just like your house or your Greek or whatever, Caesar. And then sandwiches are pretty big in the summer, something a little lighter. And we offer calzones.
Nice varied menu. It's not just Northside Pizza. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Brian. Don't go away. But I'm going to go outside, and I want the listener to review. I just had Brian give a description of the Hombre Pizza. I'm telling you what, that I'm really upset with you two. You ate the pizza before I had a chance to take a picture of it to post on social media. That's a – and chicken and – no, you don't need to do that. All right, so Susan, a review of the Hombre Pizza.
Heaven on a plate. It is the green chili, the chicken, all the cheeses, the little tortilla strips, the little jalapenos, the little peppers. Then we added the queso sauce to just drizzle over the top. Oh, it's marvelous.
Oh, theater of the mind.
Yes, absolutely. And the crust is nice and crispy, and it just has a good flavor.
And you were completely unfamiliar with this, yes. And you just kind of looked at the menu and picked it up.
We picked it out. I have food allergies, and so we picked out one that had green chili, and I love green chili, and yeah, we were in.
It's a great-looking pizza. I'm telling you what, it's the color. It's got the tortilla strip chips, and it's got some of the green from the peppers, and it's got some of the red from the tortilla chips, and some of the blue or gray tortilla chips, whatever you want to call it. God, that really looks good. You know what? If I had a break coming up, I'd ask if I could have a piece of that. That's really good looking. All right. So anyway, I'm up here with Brian Jones. We are at We are at Northside Pizza. Let me find find some more of these coronavirus confessions. I think they're kind of funny. One guy said, "I drove 600 miles for a hookup." Must have met her online. He says, "When my girlfriend goes out for groceries once a week, I watch porn because it's literally the only time I have to myself." Hey, listen, these are good red-blooded Americans. I've been ordering more than my share of sex toys. I'm the Goldilocks of dildos. This one's too big. This one's too small. And I still haven't found one that's just right. This is from April 14th. After 5 weeks of not seeing my paramour, we decided to find each other, quote unquote, just on the way to the store. Let's just say that car on a busy street saw some actions, and yes, without masks. Let me see what else we got. My roommates keep breaking quarantine and inviting random people over, and the guests never offer their places as hangout spots. In retaliation, I spread cat food in the yard under their windows for the raccoons to come at night. I do as little as possible during the coronavirus while I'm working at home because I'm secretly jealous that I'm not getting any stimulus money. I'm a high school teacher, and I'm on Zoom from 8 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon most days. After 6 hours online, I couldn't take it. I attended a Falcon meeting while using the bathroom. Video and audio muted, of course. But it was a glorious act of rebellion in line with prepared content of our meeting. So anyway, I've got a few more. I thought that these were really funny, and I thought I would share them with you. I hope that you are enjoying them. Got another question off the air about In-N-Out Burgers. This was published in the local Castle Rock paper this week. The outlets at Castle Rock have submitted an application for the creation of an In-N-Out Burger location in the West parking lot. That would be the West parking lot of the Castle Rock Factory Outlets at exit 184. According to the development activity document, a tentative construction date would be for late 2020. Currently, In-N-Out's also planned for Aurora, Lone Tree, Colorado Springs, Lakewood, and Fort Collins. Aurora is going to be over at the Aurora Town Center east of Alameda. Lakewood's going to be at 150 South Wadsworth. Lone Tree is going to be near Park Meadows. Fort Collins will be on College Avenue. And Colorado Springs will be the southeast corner of InterQuest and Voyager. I know that there's a lot of interest in these In-N-Outs. They have got their distribution facility, it sounds like, ready to go right near InterQuest and Voyager Parkways. And now they're starting to pop up restaurants. No word from the corporate office about how many they plan to have in Colorado, but they're going to have a presence. And I'll tell you what, when they get open, you'll know about it because you'll be driving by and the line will be so long, the traffic will be so jammed up that you won't even be able to get in. Probably be a traffic officer out there conducting traffic. All right. We're at the Northside Pizza. We're at the Northside Pizza in Breckenridge, 315 North Main Street. And let me go over some of the deli sandwiches that they have here. I love coming up and seeing these guys. There's plenty of stuff going on in Denver Metro, plenty of stuff going on in Colorado Springs that I could probably be talking about. But I think that we have this beautiful, I know so many people are staying at home. They just don't feel comfortable getting out. Maybe you're in a high-risk category. Either from age or from other conditions. Maybe your significant other has other conditions. And I know that the governor said, you're not supposed to go more than 10 miles from your house. My butt. The minute he said that, I took off and went all over the place just out of abstinence. But I'll tell you this, we've got a beautiful blessing here in the mountains. And to begin an opportunity to come up to places like Winter Park, Breckenridge, even Idaho Springs. You know, they got some great restaurants in Idaho Springs. You've got the Tommyknocker Brewery there. Plenty of other places as well, but it's just a great opportunity to get out and see a little bit of Colorado, get some fresh air. I'm sitting there, some clouds in the sky, but they're intermittent. They're moving back and forth. There's a lot of blue sky. We're sitting out in the sun and really, really enjoying ourselves up here in Breckenridge. I'll admit that it's a long way to drive for one day, just drive up and drive back. But I don't know. Maybe we're going to take a break and ask Brian about lodging up here in Breckenridge and whether or not there's plenty of lodging available. All right, we're going to take a break and be back to wrap it up from Northside Pizza on the Restaurant Show.
While Joyce's Famous Pizza didn't like the Great American Shutdown and what it did to businesses all over the metro area, she was really set up for takeout and delivery more than most, because that's what most of her business is anyway. Joyce's Famous Pizza is a small place anyway. Located at 2120 South Broadway, just south of Evans, Joyce's only has about 5 or 6 tables, so most people stop by and take her amazing pizza home with them. And of course, Joyce's has always delivered. Joyce's is open for business, both lunch and dinner, 7 days a week, beginning at 11 o'clock. Also, while Joyce is known for her pizzas, don't forget the sub sandwiches on homemade bread, the salads, pasta dishes, and calzones. Everything can be picked up or delivered. You can call in your order and it will be waiting for you when you arrive. Joyce's number is 303-777-4992. That's 303-777-4992. Joyce's has been around since 2008. And remember, she serves a big pie, 16 inches, with plenty of toppings to choose from. She also has a great pizza by the slice lunch special. So check out Joyce's Famous Pizza, 2120 South Broadway, and be looking for some of her social media deals and the occasional Saturday specials offered on Mike's website at MikeBoyle.com. These specials can really save you some money. You know, it's tough enough to start one restaurant that concentrates on one concept. You can imagine how hard it must be to start restaurants with two completely different concepts. If a place does breakfast and lunch well, then you may not think of it as a dinner place. If you're looking for a nice place to have dinner, you probably won't think of a restaurant that offers breakfast. So, what has Randy Price, owner of the locally owned and operated Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group, done in the metro area? He's put together two completely different concepts, kept them separate, and both have been very well received. The first, Urban Egg, a daytime eatery featuring delicious breakfasts and casual lunches with locations up and down the Front Range. And then he has the super successful Salsa Brava Mexican restaurants, serving wonderful and unique Mexican dishes for lunch and dinner. What do they have in common? All restaurants in the group strive for and attain a uniqueness, not only in dishes, but by using fresh Colorado-sourced ingredients wherever possible in all their dishes. So whether you're looking for a great breakfast, burgers, or salads for lunch, or a nice place to get your Mexican fix, think about the Urban Egg and Salsa Brava. All unique, all good, all local.
Remember what your mother said. Start your day with a good breakfast. Maybe a big breakfast burrito or a nice pupusa. Well, you can get either or both at Mile High Pupusas at 2504 Old Hamden Road, just west of Santa Fe in Inglewood. Mile High Pupusas is owned and operated by the husband and wife team of Josh and Myrna Benavidez. He wanted to specialize in Mexican food, but since Myrna is from El Salvador, she also wanted to feature some of the native foods of her native country. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, serving not only breakfast, but a wide selection of lunch and dinner items as well. It's located in a small freestanding building with plenty of free parking. And even though they have 4 or 5 tables inside for dining in, it's really set up for takeout. From the minute they open their doors at 7 a.m., you'll see people piling in and loading up on their many specialties. Most people know what a burrito is, but try the pupusas. It's like a pita pocket, Salvadoran style. Dough with whatever fillings you select. No liquor license, but plenty of Pepsi products to quench your thirst. Mile High Pupusas. Say hello to Josh and Myrna. They're always there.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
Chicken, please. Sorry? Chicken, please.
And this is Jake, by the way.
Hi, Jake. Thank you very much.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
What's that snap? 14 is fine, Jake. All right, it's 11:54 here on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. And I have to tell you something. I always say one of the reasons I listen to the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show is because I learn something. When it comes to pizza, I'm sitting here having a nice Pepsi. This is a nice Pepsi house at the Northside Pizza, 315 Main Street in Breckenridge. And some people drove up from Colorado Springs, and they got an ombre pizza. We just described it to you. And Brian Jones, they gave me a bite of it. And what am I having for lunch?
An ombre pizza.
I'm telling you, it is real. And you know what? I'm a simple guy. When I go to a burger special, I want a half-pound, nice, thick, juicy burger, medium rare. I'd like a piece of white cheese, maybe Swiss or pepper jack on it. I'd like a good brioche bun, maybe some good fries, maybe some homemade chips, something like that. But I don't need the roast beef sandwich on top of my hamburger. I don't need the hamburger between two donuts. And listen, I know a lot of restaurants that do a very good job. Crave does a great job with those things. But when I want a burger, I want a burger. And when it comes to pizza, for example, I love Old Chicago, but I would never order the Chicago 7. I don't want 7 ingredients. I want to taste the dough. I want to taste the red sauce, the cheese. So I'll always get pepperoni, maybe sausage. Maybe I'll get some black olives with sausage. Maybe I'll get a few jalapenos with the pepperoni. But I want to be able to taste the ingredients. That hombre pizza is amazing, and it's got about 9 different things on it, and that's what I'm having for lunch.
Heck yeah, it's really good, and I'm with you. Usually if I try a new place, it's always a pepperoni pizza because you got to try the dough, you got to taste the sauce, and you got to taste the cheese. Those are the most important parts. But you've been coming up here 10 years. It was about time to branch out. You aren't new anymore.
Yeah, for the first 9 years I've had what for lunch?
Pepperoni pizza.
And I love it. And I've had some of your wings. And with John DeLay from Pegasus Restaurant, and I stopped by. We had been over hiking on Elbert Mountain, the highest mountain in Colorado. We had some wings. And I've tried the calzone. The food's really good here. But I'm excited about that pizza. And they also got a little side of queso with it. Now, is that an option or does that typically come with it?
It's an option. No, for sure. And it's really good that way. It's better than a little more cheese on pizza.
All right. The phone number is 970-547-5050. That is the phone number of Burside Pizza. If you'd like to come on up, I know they would love to have you. What are going to be the hours? Because so many of the things that I've had to work with around have been hours and days and so forth and so on. Are you at Northside Pizza now going to be open every day? What are you going to do about the hours?
Right now we're open from 11 to 9 every day, and come 4th of July we're looking to ramp it back up to like normal hours.
A little later on so you can get a little bit more of the bar crowd and so forth.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, and one of the things that we do need to mention is that the hours are consistent, but you do have one exception you make in the winter. You open at 11 o'clock except when?
Powder days. Me and the other owner are still skiers. All of the employees here mostly are still skiers. Some of them snowboard, but we won't talk about that.
So it's 11 o'clock unless it's 4 inches of fresh powder, then it's noon.
Exactly. You still got to go outside a couple times a week.
All right. It's called Northside Pizza. If you're in Breckenridge, what about for people that have, there's condos all over the place. We're right across from the fire station. What about delivery? What about pickup? If people, do you do a delivery service right here in town?
Yes, we do. We are a free delivery service. That's high winter. We are full go with it. And yeah, we'll come right to your doorstep no matter where you are.
And even leave it outside if that's the way you would like it.
That's the way we did it for the last three months.
All right. His name is Brian. His partner's name is John. They're great guys. Been here 10 years, December 23rd. Oh, who's this?
Nevaeh, this is my daughter.
All right. And hello, Nevaeh, aren't you a cutie? All right, I got to tell you something. I had a daughter at 43 years old, and I will tell you something. She came flying out of that chute. She took one look at me. I took one look at her, and you might as well kiss your ass goodbye, Brian, because she will have you, if she doesn't already, wrapped around her finger.
I'm trying really hard, but yeah, that's pretty much how it's going.
and wait till the first time when she's about 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 and your lovely wife says to Nevaeh, well, Nevaeh, you can't have everything you want. And she looks at her mom and says, Dad gives me everything I want. Wait till you have that conversation. That'll be fun, buddy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. For sure.
Brian, thanks for having me up, man. I love you guys.
Always love you too, Mike. It's always a pleasure to have you up.
And I'm looking forward to my hombre pizza and a nice cold Pepsi up here. They got plenty of beer. I'm Mike Boyle coming to you from the Northside Pizza, 315 Main Street in Breckenridge. How are you, sir? Good to see you. Are you sitting out on the patio? That a boy. Enjoy that blue river and that view of the mountain. Folks, have a great rest of your day, everybody. Check out my website at MikeBoyle.com. This is The Restaurant Show. Thanks for tuning in.